Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for May the 24th, 2010. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Domain. Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Commissioner Senegal. Will you stand?
Our Heavenly Father, we bow before you. Thank you for the gifts that you bestow upon us, such bounty that we often take them for granted. Lord, we thank you for the greatest gift of all, your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you instill in us wisdom collectively that is beyond our own capabilities. We ask that you shine a light upon the path that you would have us to follow. Lead us, guide us, forgive us where we fail you. Lord, we honor you and acknowledge your majesty. We humbly ask that you surround our servicemen and women around the world, people seeking peace on this planet, with your wisdom, a knowledge, with a compassion that will bring lasting peace to the world. We ask these things in Jesus'
name. Amen.
Please join me in reciting the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We have some two special guests with us today from Austin, and I'm going to ask Commissioner Arnold, if he will, to introduce them.
Thank you, Judge, Commissioners. I'd like Stan Reed and Evan Gonzalez to step up to the microphone, please. Stan Reed comes to us from the Texas Association of Counties. He's the Chief Information Officer. Evan Gonzalez is also works with the Texas Association of Counties as County Project Manager, and he's also a former county judge in Lee County. We welcome them to Jefferson County with open arms as they have come to help. They're actually going to be performing a very important function, assisting us here in Jefferson County with doing a first ever strategic planning program for Jefferson County elected officials and department heads. So we're excited that they're here. We look forward to working with them. I hope if you haven't already met them, you'll take a moment of your time today to say hello and get acquainted with them, because I think they will be helping us to hopefully map our plans for the future of successful working together in this county and all levels. So Stan, if you would tell us a little bit about TAC and what's going on there, we'd appreciate it.
Judge, court, this was an effort that's been we've been studying for about 18 months, always trying to find ways to help counties with the issues that are facing them. We keep hearing again and again the need to have some outside assistance in facilitating strategic planning or long-range planning. And it just so happened that our executive director, Judge Terry, had been down here doing some of that questioning, and that y'all indicated that you were interested in being a pilot or guinea pig. And if successful, this is something that other counties in the state might benefit from and may become a standard program for the association. So we welcome the opportunity to work with you and hope that we can help you move forward with the agenda that you've got set for Jefferson County. Thank you.
Well, we're honored that y'all have selected us to perform this effort. And thank you very much. Thank you for being here. I also want to mention again that recently we lost a great state leader, Mr. Colonel Jack Colley, who passed away. His funeral was last Friday, and flags were flown at half mast. And incidentally, this week is National Hurricane Preparedness Week, and I suppose there's some irony in the fact that Jack won't be here, and he will be sorely missed. have no idea who his replacement will be, but whoever it is, we got a long way to go. Okay?
And a storm possibly brewing on the Gulf, huh?
That's right. But we're not gonna have any more until Jeff Brannick is judge. My prediction. All right, items under purchasing. Item A, receive and file bid for 2 pickup trucks for Jefferson County. Item B, consider and possibly approve with Cigna Engineer for schematic design phase and design development stage for the Jefferson County Crime Lab Project Phase 1, contract not to exceed $98,000. Item C, consider and possibly approve an agreement with Jefferson County and Blackboard Connect for government, which will allow government leaders to provide notices, direction, and reassurance to reach thousands of constituents in minutes without having to invest or maintain hardware, software, or additional phone lines. Item D, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Jefferson County regarding this Blackboard Connect for Government program. Item E, consider and possibly approve additional items for an auction of surplus property as authorized by the government code to Horns Auction Inc. The auction is scheduled for Saturday, June 5th, 2010 at 9 o'clock a.m. On the addendums, item F has been tabled. Item G has been tabled. Item H, approve extending bid opening dates for IFB for Airport West Ditch Project at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport from May 25th, 2010 at 11 o'clock a.m. to June 8th, 2010 at 11 o'clock a.m. Do we have a motion on these items?
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion?
Yes, sir. On item B, it says phase one. Commissioner Domain, what would be phase two? I'm assuming there would be a phase three.
Yes, sir. The easiest way to explain it, I guess, is that on a project of this nature, and Don, please correct me if I get off track here, that the standard architectural slash engineering fees on a project like of this size would run about $225,000. That's taking it through to completion. What we wanted to do was to have an architect and engineer work with our crime lab director and with the committee to really nail down exactly what we needed in that lab to meet the challenges that we know that it's going to face over the next few years. We wanted to stop short of the actual construction design and construction phase so that the court can come back at some future date and make some decisions about how far and how fast they want to proceed. This $98,000 does not add to the cost of the project. It's deducted from the final engineering architectural fees. So on a project this size, normally the architectural fees would run something over $200,000. So if the court decides to move forward, and I certainly hope they do, then this $98,000 would come off of the final engineering architectural fee. And, that's the agreement we have with that company.
So, Commissioner, would this be more of a feasibilities type of study to does it go beyond? I mean, is it actually going to do the drawings of the site that is proposed? Because I think I'd made the recommendations at the last meeting that we also consider other opportunities to see if there is a fit out there with some existing facilities that we have. So is that, is this going to encompass looking at those facilities as well?
Yes, sir, and I can tell you the committee spent considerable amount of time, various members of the committee, Linda Johnson, our crime lab director, in visiting those sites. The committee is convinced, but certainly we'd invite, and we want to look at all the options, but based upon everything the committee knows, and we've looked at a lot of different facilities and a lot of different considerations, just to give you for an example, the security to crime lab is extremely important. I think we're all aware that there's times when we make major drug busts, there could be hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of cocaine or other drugs in that lab on any given day. Security is a major, major issue. One of the many factors we looked at in trying to determine where a reasonable location might be was the security. And of course, there's a high law enforcement presence at the correctional facility. 24-hour patrol. There are law enforcement agents that can respond very rapidly in case of an emergency. There's direct supervision from the portico at the back of the facility towards the back of the, what would be the crime lab. And also there's a lot to be said. Keep in mind the lab, crime lab's got to continue in operation as this goes on. And there's a lot to be said for simply adding on to the existing facility and, for lack of a better term, migrating into the new facility as the different sections are finished so that there's a continuous operation of the crime lab. And there's also, there was some concern early on with the sheriff that he might, in fact, need some of that square footage at that facility, but I think between the sheriff and the committee working together, we've now determined that it's probably money better spent to remodel the existing crime lab, turn it into the administrative and storage part of the crime lab, and then add to meet the challenges that we know are coming in the future to add on the scientific and testing part of that facility as a new structure. But if we find out that there's another county building that's applicable, we'll sure take a look at it. But when you consider all the various security and other features, it's hard for me to imagine another facility that would be better suited to the crime lab than the correctional facility on Highway 69. But we've left that door open in case the architect, engineer, figures out that there's a better place for it.
Well, the schematic, since we're calling it phase one, will it also include a draft design of a potential DNA facility?
Everyone on the committee is convinced that DNA is coming. It's going to be up to this court as to how fast it comes. Everyone on the committee is also of the opinion that to design a crime lab and not provide square footage for a DNA lab would be completely remiss by Jefferson County. We're that sure that it's coming in the future. In addition, of course, we've added the ballistics firearms testing section, which we didn't have before. There is no square footage currently available for them to operate, or very little for them to actually function. We've known for several years that we were going to need that facility. The sheriff has pushed because of the demand for that type of testing for several years. We now have that. We need to provide space for it. So, and I don't want to give anybody the leave them with the impression that this is just going to be a floor plan. What we want to do is to allow the architect and engineers to work hand in hand with our crime lab personnel and the committee. There are a lot of issues that are very specific to the crime lab operation that we're going to have to address. There's air quality because of the chemicals that are used for testing, air quality, and we can't use a standard air conditioning system. We have to provide negative pressure. We have to there has to be a constant turnover of fresh air. We need to isolate one section from the neighboring section so that they don't breathe one another's chemicals. In addition to that, there are significant corrosion issues on the equipment in the crime lab because of the chemicals used for testing. There are a lot of those issues that it goes way beyond a floor plan. It's going to stop short of the actual construction specifications complete enough to go out for bids. It's going to stop just short of that. Don, you're the engineer. You correct me now if I get off track, but my understanding is that this is going to give the commissioner's court all the information they need, the best handle they can give them to get a handle on the price and the potential cost, but stop just short of moving forward with construction.
So you're basically saying that it's normally $207,000, we're going to pay $100,000, and we're going to stop just short of that. And you're talking about adding DNA, all the schematics will come back with DNA and things of that nature?
We know that it's going to take about, I believe, 1,200 square feet for a DNA lab. We feel very strongly. And we know that the DNA and serology have to be neighboring. There's constant interaction between the serology section and DNA. So when the building's designed, we know that we're going to need something like 1,200 square feet, that's my recollection. We know that we need to design a crime lab that has about 1,200 square feet available immediately next to serology. So it wouldn't make sense to design a crime lab without taking that into account.
You know, I was leaning towards this, but Linda, no disrespect to y'all. My opinion right now is I cannot support spending the money right now, and it was like I brought to Patrick a minute ago. I cannot commit the court to going in the DNA direction right now because I need more information on it, and there's about 43 facilities around the state that provide it. I'm not ready to make that move because of the financial climate that we live in right now, and it's concerning to me. The court can vote the way it is, but right now I can't go with it.
Well, my understanding is we were not going to immediately attempt to phase in the DNA aspect of this.
One thing to keep in mind, you're right, Judge, one thing to keep in mind is that there's a significant time delay on both the crime lab and the DNA issue. I'm not sure how long it would take to design and actually build a crime lab, but what we do know is that if the court in this upcoming budget cycle approved the addition of a DNA lab, it would be a minimum of 2 years before we actually had a lab. So there's a significant training, staffing, buying the necessary equipment and getting the lab certified to do DNA testing before we could actually present evidence in a criminal trial. So that's one of our concerns of the people in the court system and the juvenile justice system, is that it's not something that can happen overnight. It's not like buying a piece of equipment or even just simply building a building. It's a long process. The sooner we get started, the sooner we'll get it done. But like I say, if the court approves it in the upcoming budget sessions, put some money in the budget for DNA in September, October, it would be 2 years before we actually had a DNA lab.
And as I said at the last meeting, Ms. Johnson, when I visited the jail, I'm in total support of the crime lab. The DNA, depending on budget restraints, it's something that I'm glad to hear that it may be a little ways off yet, but I know the need for the expansion of the crime lab, and that's what I'm supporting.
That makes sense.
Anything else? All right. All in favor of those items under purchasing, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it. It is unanimous. County Commissioners, item A, consider and possibly encourage all citizens to participate in the 2010 census, due to the fact it is very important to our county, to our representation, and please make every effort to do that. Item B, consider whether or not to keep the burn ban. I'm sorry, this is a different. Item B is a request for a burn ban exemption for Jefferson County Drainage District Number 3 to allow burning of drainage debris in that area only. And item C, consider authorizing the county judge to rescind the existing burn ban. Is there a motion on these? Have a motion?
Given the latest information we looked at on the drought index, that we were hoping C could be tabled to the next meeting. We're not anticipating any rain till at least Thursday, and so there's still some problems out there.
Well, we can eat till when? Oh, yeah, we can either do that or go ahead and keep the burn ban in effect.
So unless we take action, it will remain in effect.
Do what?
Table C and consider B.
Okay, well, table C. So the burn ban is still in effect.
Do we have a motion?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay. A and B.
Okay, items A and B. Do we have a motion and a second?
I'll second if we don't.
Okay. All right, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Auditor. Item A, consider and approve intergovernmental agreement with the City of Orange for funding of the 2007 Supplemental Grant Program. Jefferson County is the fiduciary agent for distribution of funds for this grant. Item B, consider and approve issuance of home buyout checks. Checks will be released to the title company, or won't be released to the title company until federal funding has been received. Check numbers 339327 through check number 339328 for a total of $154,855.72. Item C, payment of regular county bills. Check number 339329 through check number 339617.
Move for approval.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion? That's two checks.
Two checks for that amount.
Two checks totally.
Two checks or one?
Two checks.
One is 92.
Yeah, for a total of 150. Okay. Anything further? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Engineering. Item A, consider and possibly approve the coastal public land easement number CL950002, lease renewal and the payment fee of $25 for the boat ramp at Walter Humphrey and across Highway 82. Projects located in Precinct 3. Item B, receive and file a general warranty deed for a 0.817 acre parcel of land, tract 25, from the South Beaumont Farms, Inc. to Jefferson County for the LaBelle Road Widening Project. Property is located in Precinct 4. Item C, execute, receive, and file a pipeline agreement number 06-P-10 to ExxonMobil Chemical for the distribution of ethylene pipeline crossing 100 feet below Gulf States Road and approximately 2,000 feet from the edge of the road. That project is located in Precinct 4. Is there a motion on those? Have a motion and a second, discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. Sheriff's Department, item A, consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding the retirement of John Williams and wishing him well in his retirement. Is Mr. Williams here today? Okay. Item B, consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding the retirement of Roy A. Birdsong and wishing him well in his retirement. I think we all ought to oppose that. Item C, consider and possibly approve resolution regarding the retirement of Norma Club, wishing her well. Norma's not here either, is she? Item D, consider and possibly approve an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, City of Beaumont, City of Port Arthur, itemizing asset sharing to be received from the 2010, is that Bernie Justice Assistance Grant Program Award. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office will receive $25,177 in grant funding from this program and will require no county matching funds. Is there a motion on these items?
So moved.
Have a motion, second?
I'll second.
And a second, discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Okay, Major Birdsong, on your feet, please. Is this your family with you? Would you mind bringing them up? We want to read something for you.
Can we go ahead and read?
Sir?
Can we go ahead and read? Whereas Roy A. Birdsong has devoted 31 years of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and whereas Roy A. Birdsong has dedicated his talents and services as a major in the Narcotics and Law Enforcement Division of the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, and whereas Roy has pledged his services as a lieutenant in law enforcement with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, and whereas Roy has devoted his services as a jailer and a patrolman in the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, and whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Roy A. Birdsong has earned respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Roy A. Birdsong is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will always be missed by his friends and co-workers. Commissioners Court of Jefferson County.
Speech. Introduce your family, if you
thank
will.
You. Thank you, all of you. My wife, Julie. My father-in-law, Bob Wood. Mother-in-law, Lois Wood. Thanks a lot. It's been fun, real fun. I had a good time.
We want to thank you for your years of dedication to this county and to the people. Sheriff, you have something?
I do. As typical of Roy, he's just gonna leave you with a thank you, but I can tell you that he is leaving behind some big shoes to fill. Those of us in the law enforcement community all know Roy. He's been a fixture in this law enforcement community for a number of years now. The experience and that he has and leadership skills that he brought to the sheriff's office and has maintained over the years there will be really, really hard to replace. Just the sheer knowledge and experience that he's gained in service through the sheriff's office over the years. I can tell you that he started in the jail, in this building, in the old jail. was intimately familiar with the interior of this building, the construction of the new building next door, that jail over there. That knowledge has come in handy several times in our emergency operation plans that we have to plan for and put in effect here with courthouse security and other issues, even right down to when we lease this facility next door. I mean, his knowledge of the interior of that building and emergency plans that went into place there. But just the leadership that he's given the law enforcement division of the sheriff's office over the years is going to be hard to replace. Roy, I want to personally tell you thanks for the service he's given me since I've been sheriff, and there were others before me that I know would thank him also.
We wish you the best, you and your family, Roy. Okay, is there anything further?
Next meeting date.
The what? Oh, yeah, the next meeting is May the 31st.
That's Memorial Day, I think, Judge. We were county holiday. We were
y'all talking. Y'all meet if you want to.
Talking about just skipping that week if Patrick has no problems.
Okay, so we will not have a docket on the week of the 31st. Okay.
I'll.
You can come up here. All right. If there's nothing further, we will adjourn.
Thank you, and happy holidays to everyone.
Thank you. Hey, Jeff. Hey, sir.